الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم. And welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding the faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pen, tablet, anything you can use to record or to take notes, because you are in a class. Also, those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to the Islamic studies class. And of course, those who've been with me for a while, I always want to welcome you to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's topic will be, or today's subject will be, on pride. Pride, according to the dictionary, Webster's dictionary, is a sense of one's own proper value or dignity, self-respect or pleasure or satisfaction taken in one's work or achievement. Now, this type of pride is not what I'm going to be focused on. This is positive, this is good pride, and later on I'll talk about what the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said about this type of pride. Now, the type of pride I'm going to talk about is, because a lot of us, we understand the story of Adam and Eve and how Allah, Almighty God, forbid them from going to the tree and take it from the tree or eat it from the tree. We all pretty much know this story. And it's the same story that we have, of course, in Islam, that they have in Christianity, and I believe Judaism has the same thing, and so forth. But what happened is when Allah created Adam, and he said to the angels, according to our religion, our faith, he said to the angels to bow down to Adam. But amongst the angels was Shaitan, or Iblis, or the devil. He just happened to be amongst them at the time. And so when he told everyone to bow down, everyone bowed down to Adam as directed by their Lord. But not so Iblis or Shaitan or the devil. He said, and this is in chapter 38, verse 76. Again, chapter 38, verse 76. I'm going to give you a chance to turn to it. Again, that's chapter 38, verse 76. I'm going to read it in Arabic and then roughly translate it into English. And it says,
قال أن خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من تين.
And it says, he said, meaning Iblis, he said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. And so we see from this, really, the original sin was not man disobedience to Allah, meaning Adam and Eve not going to the tree, the forbidden tree, and take it from it. Before Eve was even created by Allah, and after the creation of Adam, Allah commanded the angels, with Iblis or the devil amongst them, to bow down to Adam. And everyone bowed down to Adam except for Iblis or Shaitan. And so the first, or the real original sin, is pride. Because Iblis, he did not want to bow down to this thing, as he says, قَالَ أَنَّ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَانِي مِنْ نَارٍ
وَخَلَقْتَاهُ مِنْ تِينَ. He said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. And in Islam, the creation, the jinn or the devil was created from smokeless fire, and mankind was created or molded from clay, if you will, or dirt, whatever way you want to define it. That's how we came about, by the will of Allah. And so he thought that he was better than mankind. So he did not want to bow down to man. And so we see the original sin was not the disobedience of Adam and Eve to Allah or towards Allah. The original sin was pride. And sometimes it seemed like pride separates us from each other, because we have this pride in us. It's called kibr in the Arabic. And so we have this pride in us that we are better than the other person. Why is he in charge and I'm not in charge? Or you look down upon someone and think that you are better than they are, really, because you are who you are and they are who they are. You can live in the same area. You can go to the same store. You can be in the same food stamp line. But for some reason, you think you are better than everyone else. And I'm not getting down on anyone who receives food stamps and EBT and all those kind of things. No, I'm not doing that at all. And I apologize if it seems like I'm doing that. No, if you need help and you need assistance, then you go and you ask for it. But the problem that I'm talking about are those individuals that think they're better than others. Because you have more money than someone else, you're better than them. Or you may have equal money to someone else, you're better than them. Or you may have less money than someone else, you're better than them. And so this is the kind of pride that I'm talking about, the pride really more so of arrogance. And this is what I want to focus on, because this type of pride, or this type of pride, it separates us. It makes us feel haughty, makes us feel better than everyone else. Or be arrogant, meaning that the only way I'm going to be up there, I'm going to be better than you, I had to step on you, exposing your faults. And so this is what I'm discussing. And this pride that we may have, why is he in charge and I'm not in charge, is the thing that pulls us down. It's things that not unify us. It's the thing that really make us weak. Now, Allah says in chapter 49, verse 11, again, I'm going to give you time to turn to it. So go ahead and turn to your Quran, chapter 49, verse 11. And for those of you who do not have a Quran, you can get them for free. You can go to whyislam.org, and they will send you a Quran for free in Arabic, Spanish, French, whatever language that they have available, they will send it to you. So no worries. Or just go to the library and just check it out at the library. Or you go to the mosque, and maybe some of the brothers or sisters at the mosque, they will give one to you. And so the Quran, they are readily available. And they're available for anyone. If you're a Muslim or non-Muslim, they are available for you to read and to get a lot of information from it that may help you to change your life or your quality of life. Because some of you right now may have in your hand a needle, getting ready to stick yourself with that needle and getting ready to get your high on. Instead of sticking yourself with that needle, put your face in the Quran. Go to the masjid and ask for help. Masjid is M-A-S-J-I-D. That's the place of worship of the Muslim. And we can help to the best of our ability. We can refer you to organizations that can help you. Whatever's going on with you. If you think that drugs is a thing that's keeping you strong and making you mighty, that's not true. Because it's only making you weak and not strong. And so, to get away from putting that needle in your arm, or sniffing something up your nose, or drinking that wine, or that liquor, whatever you're doing, the substance that keeps you full and keeps you high on reading Quran, This will help you. This is have a euphoria that you never felt before, and that you have an appreciation. Try it and see if you like it or not. And then if you like it, then you may think about embracing Islam. That'll be up to you. If you do not feel like embracing Islam, that'll be up to you. I am not telling you to do it or not to do it. I'm just giving you and forwarding you and trying to give you information for you to make decision for yourself. If does Islam fits me or does Islam does not fit me? I'm just on this show in this class telling you about what Islam is and what Islam is not. No more than that. And then you make decision for yourself if it's for you or if it's not for you. Again, by this time, you should be in chapter 49, verse 11, where Allah says, O you who believed, let not a people ridicule another people. Perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women. Perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another. And do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith. And whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers. And so we see here that we, as Muslims, are instructed not to insult one another, call one another by nicknames, because it may be the one I'm called a nickname to or insulting, they may be better than me. No woman says that to another woman. No man says that to another man, because it may be you saying this thing, the person you're saying towards may be better than you. And so Islam, Allah encourages not to do this kind of thing and not insult each other or ridicule each other or call each other offensive nicknames or anything like that. Now the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, لا تدخل كل جنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. And here he said, he who has in his heart the weight of a mustard seed of pride shall not enter paradise. Again, it says, لا تدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. Again, it is emphasizing here that if a person has this Adam's seed, have this mustard seed of pride, and if you ever had a mustard seed, and many of us use mustard, it is really so small, it's like if it falls out of your hand and fall on the floor, you can't find it. It is just really, really small. But if you have this in our hearts, even a mustard seed of pride, Allah would not allow us to enter the paradise, and we all want to enter the paradise. We want to do everything that we can be able to enter the paradise. Also, he said this. It was said by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال جنة من خير من خردات من كبر ولا يدخل النار من كان في قلبه مثقال جنة من إيمان. And so this is another saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said this, whoever has a mustard seed weight of pride, meaning arrogance, in his heart shall not be admitted into paradise, as I had said before. And whoever has a mustard seed weight of faith in his heart shall not be admitted into the fire. And so this particular saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he added something on. If you have a mustard seed of pride or arrogant, you will not be admitted to the paradise. If you have a mustard seed of faith, iman, faith, Then this individual shall not be not enter into the fire. And so we see from this is that we have to make sure that we do what is right and don't have this arrogance in us, because we all want to go to paradise. Submit to Allah, obey Allah, say Atilah wa Atil Rasul, obey Allah, may glory be to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah and obey His Prophet, and we want to enter paradise, then, and that means that we want to have at least a mustard seed of good in our heart, a mustard seed of not entering into the paradise or entering into the fire. If you have the mustard seed of pride, we will be entering into the fire. If we have the mustard seed of iman, we will be entering into the paradise. So which one do you want to do? For us, for Muslims, there's no in between. Do you want to go to the paradise, or do you want to go to the nar? Do you want to go to the hellfire? It's no in between for us. It's either one or the other. And we can build upon that mustard seed of good or iman or faith by keep doing good. Paying charity, helping people, smiling at people, being generous, being kind to the elderly, to the children, towards our parents. Or we could go the opposite and do the opposite towards all those people that I just mentioned and may perhaps end up in the hellfire. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, he explained further, and he said, he who has in his heart the weight of a mustard seed of pride shall not enter paradise. A person amongst his hearers said, verily, a person loves that his dress should be fine and his shoes should be fine. He, the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, he remarked, verily, Allah is grateful and He loves grace. Pride is disdaining the truth out of self-conceit and contempt for the people. So we're conceited, we're arrogant, or we had this contempt for the people, either all the people or some of the people. This is what we're talking about too when you're talking about pride and being prideful, that I'm better than you and you're nothing, or I or my group of people are better than your group of people. Even if you come from one country where pretty much is a very poor country, but then you come to another country and you think you're better than the people that country you just come from. Your country was that great that you should have stayed in your country. Why come here? And then why come here to look down on the people that live in this particular country or whatever country that you may go from one country to another country? We should be more humble, because if our country was that great, then we should have stayed there. If our people in that country that we came from, original country we came from, was that great, then why did we leave? Obviously, perhaps it wasn't as great as you're thinking that it is. But you can't come to another country thinking that you're better than all the people in that country. You have to, or we have to, be really more humble towards each other. I had given a talk one time, I gave a class one time about being humble. And so we, my students, my listeners, we have to get away from this pride, because this pride is pulling us down, thinking that we are better than everyone else or someone else. We should be more humble towards that individual, even when we pass people who are homeless on the street. Because many of us are one paycheck from being in that person's place, from being that person who is on the street, being that person who is homeless. That could be you. Today is him, tonight or tomorrow it could be you. So don't look down on these people because they're going through some issue or some problem at this time. Because it can change, Allah can change their situation, and can change it so much that you can take their place and they can take your place. So don't have this pride in you, this arrogance in you, this conceit in you, and contempt for other people. Because you can very well be in their place by tonight or before tonight comes. So I just want to remind us of this, my respected students of this class. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, whoever has a speck of pride, meaning arrogance in his heart, shall not be admitted into paradise. And whoever has a speck of faith in his heart shall not be admitted into the fire. He said, so a man said to him, I like my clothes to be nice and my sandals to be nice. So he said, indeed, Allah loves beauty, but pride is refusing the truth and belittling the people. So we have various versions of the same thing, but it come down to the last thing, refusing the truth, refusing Islam, or the truth from Allah, or found Allah, or found the path of our various prophets, or belittling the people. And we have people in this world that belittle the people. So that's the pride that we're discussing here. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, so I not inform you about the people of paradise. Listen closely. Come closer to the video. Unless you're driving, then just focus on the road, please. So I inform you about the people of paradise. They are every humble and weak person who, if he were to make an oath by Allah, he will fulfill it. Shall I not inform you about the people of the fire? They are every prideful, swaggering, ill-speaking person. Again, that is a prideful person or a person who is ill-speaking. These are the people that are in the fire. And so I want to again remind us to be humble. You will become, by the will of Allah, submit to Islam, follow the deen of Islam, the way of Islam, the faith of Islam, and submit it, and Allah admit you to paradise for the humble people. And on the other side, if you are a person who is prideful, your swagger is all about being pride, you are ill speaking towards the people, then you will be one of the ones that will be in the fire. Now, Islam promotes brotherhood. Stay away from insulting the brothers. Stay away from insulting sisters. Where we have here, where one of the prophet's companions, the prophet had mounted, he came up to the pulpit and he said to the people, you have accepted Islam with your tongues, but whose hearts have not reached faith. Do not annoy the Muslims or revile them or seek out their faults. For he who seeks out the faults of his Muslim brother or brother Muslim will have his faults sorted out by Allah. And he whose faults are sorted out by Allah will be exposed by him, even though he should be in the interior of his house. So if I go around as a Muslim, expose my brother's fault or my sister's fault, or always point out their faults, or you're wrong, and look at you did this, or you did that. No, I keep doing that about my Muslim brothers and sisters, okay? Then Allah may expose my faults. And it's more than likely, everyone that's listening to this program or in this class, we have some faults. We have some things in our closet we do not want people to find out about. And we hope that they stay in the closet and lock and throw away the key. But we keep exposing other people's faults. Perhaps Allah will unlock that door and expose your faults or our faults. Also, it is said by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, for us not to nurse grudges And he said, a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor humiliates him, nor looks down upon him. The piety is here. While saying so, he pointed towards his chest three times. It is a serious evil for a Muslim that he should look down upon his brother Muslim. All things of a Muslim are important for his brother in faith, meaning his blood, his wealth, and his honor. And we as Muslims, that's what we're supposed to be about protecting our Muslim brother or Muslim sister and not want to hurt them. That's the spirit of Islam. And that his, our brother's blood and his wealth and his honor are very important to us as Muslims. Even when we have a dispute, we're supposed to do the following. In chapter 8, verse number 1, and it says, I read in Arabic and then we go to the English on it. It says, يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله من كنتم مؤمنين. And I just give you the rough version of because I'm running out of time. And it says, so fear Allah, and this is just the sort of the end of this particular verse. In your disputes and correct relations between yourselves, obey Allah and obey His Prophet if you are true believers. And so that's more so the last part of what I just read for this particular verse, because I'm running out of time. And that is that we are to fear Allah and end our disputes between each other and correct our relationship between ourselves. This is what Allah instructs the Muslims to do. This is part of our faith. And it says also in our faith, it says, the prophet, he said, none of you will have faith till he wishes for his brother what he wants or wishes or likes for himself, or he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So this is all coming from the Deen Islam, or from the religion. Deen is basically the religion of Islam. So my respected students, get rid of the pride in your heart, because that may be the thing that keeps us separate from each other when we only look down on each other. The original sin is pride that Shaitan showed when Allah told him to bow down to Adam, and everyone bowed down that was present, bowed down to Adam except for Shaitan. So the first sin, the real original sin, was pride. And we had to make sure that we do not repeat what the Shaitan did when Allah told him to obey him, bow down, and he did not do so. You have been listening or attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor or your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.